Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, March 12, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The tsunami toll in Indonesia alone is more than 122,000 dead and a half million displaced, and countless without hope. Back to the Bible wants to start a Christian radio station there to give them someone to lean on, Jesus Christ. Back to the Bible's Dave Hansen says they're raising money to get it off the ground.
It will be the only radio station that people will listen to. We are talking about building a station in the area that was hit hard by the tsunami. While people have received food and eventually houses will be rebuilt, true hope comes through Jesus Christ, hope that lasts forever.
Next, Lebanese unrest and mass demonstrations over the last few weeks have unsettled many routines, among them education. We spoke with a school counselor with InterServ. The school she works with is in Beirut. For security reasons, we'll call her Deborah. While the demonstrations are peaceful, she says their staff is trying to keep things stable.
Our school is particularly fortunate where it's a evangelical school and all those students are aware that they will receive a Bible class every week and chapel every day, and that's gone unhindered.
And finally, it's a calling, not for the faint of heart, but it is something that allows you to share Christ with a child who may never hear his name otherwise. I'm talking about adoption, and Bethany Christian Services is in need of some special families. Currently, there are 20 waiting sibling groups needing forever families. Most are older school-age children from Eastern Europe and Latin America. Some have special needs, suffering from abuse, neglect, and other issues. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, in this station. If you'd like to have a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy of it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.